This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia health officials have halted vaccinations at a site administering the Johnson & Johnson shot after 8 people experienced adverse reactions. However, experts say it doesn't seem to be an issue with the vaccine. AP's Julie Walker reports.
3 other states also temporarily shut sites down. Dr. Amy Baxter at Georgia Medical College says it's not the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that's the issue here. It's that people taking it are more prone to fainting.
There's no problem with the J&J vaccine. There's no problem with safety. It's just that we have made it easier for people who don't like needles to get vaccinated with only one shot.
She says those people go for the J&J vaccine.
The vaccine is very safe, and tiny minor side effects are nothing compared to the risk of dying or prolonged illness.
Or Dr. Baxter says problems we don't even know COVID causes yet. I'm Julie Walker.
Thailand plans to install 10,000 field hospital beds in Bangkok, according to a health official, as the country strains to cope with a third wave of COVID-19 infections. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
There are so many cases of coronavirus in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, that at least a dozen of the hospitals have stopped testing. They say it's due to a lack of kits and capacity as the country struggles to cope with a third wave of infections. Authorities say hospitals are reluctant to test because they must admit people if they test positive. 10,000 field hospital beds are being hastily set up. The current surge appears to be the country's worst yet. Bangkok, the epicenter of an outbreak, has seen cases climb from a few dozen